Welcome to another episode of Wellness Wednesdays, brought to you by Be Well Buzz. Today I will be talking about antibiotics and their dangers. The Center for Disease Control, or CDC, recently made an astounding case against antibiotics. Their report serves mostly to confirm what many of us have either suspected or expected. Isolated chemicals sent into our bodies to fight dirty little microbes ultimately strengthen the microbes and weaken our body and our defenses. But there is an alternative happy ending, which is alternative medicine. But first, let's look at the details of the Threat Report 2013 chilling discoveries, warranting the CDC's urgent alert. Each year, more than 2 million Americans get sick with a superbug, a pathogen that has evolved to defend itself against our man-made drugs. More than 23,000 die yearly, and that doesn't even include patients whose diseases such as diabetes or cancer were complicated because of superbugs, and no drugs to beat them. Antibiotics resistance cost in the USA upwards to $20 billion, with an additional estimated $35 billion in lost productivity due to illness and hospitalization. Here's one factor that probably contributes to the expense. Antibiotics are responsible almost for 1 out of 5 emergency department visits for adverse drug reactions. According to the experts, a staggering 50% of antibiotic prescriptions are not needed or are the wrong fit. What means is that if you get 2 prescriptions this year, most likely one of them is completely off. But not all is lost. Great news came out of these discoveries is that FDA recently issued new guidelines about the use of drugs in food animals. Livestock can receive treatment specific to illness, but using drugs to enhance weight gain or feeding efficiency will no longer fly. But so how do the antibiotics actually work? In short, antibiotics kill more than unwanted bacteria. They also destroy healthy ones. Even if the drug is effective against most of the invaders, if it cannot take out the superbug, then it will leave you depleted of your own natural defenses and vulnerable to the attacker. The microorganism is basically playing good chess. Your antibiotic may take out his knight and a few pawns, but in the end, he's the one that gets checkmate because his superbugs just simply outnumber your antibugs. On the upside, there is a reminder that in an aftermath of harmful drugs or in case of illness, our first resort may still be as simple as probiotics. Eat yogurt, drink kefir, include fermented veggies such as kimchi and sauerkraut with your daily meals, or buy a good quality supplement. Scientists say that 60 to 70% of our immune system is in our gut, where friendly microbes beat disease-causing pathogens regularly. The more armed you are with healthy flora, the healthier your GI tract, and the stronger your immunity. Another shocking conclusion in the Threat Report 2013 was about Clostridium difficile, or C. diff. You might hear more about it in the coming days. The illness is deadly, and its primary cause is antibiotics. C. diff is characterized by continuous and uncontrollable diarrhea, inflamed intestines, and bleeding ulcers. Threat Report said, almost 250,000 people each year require hospital care for C. diff infections. In most of these infections, the use of antibiotics was a major contributing factor, leading to the illness itself. At least 14,000 people die each year in the United States alone from C. diff infections. Many of these infections could have been prevented. Another set of unexpected bandits are the modern antacids, known as PPIs, proton pump inhibitors, including Nexium, Prevacid, and Prilosec. One researcher was shocked to discover that 76% of C. diff patients at the Stockton Hospital had this one treatment in common. So if you have acid reflux, consider a natural alternative instead. The good news that if you stay out of hospitals, you are less likely to catch an antibiotic-resistant infection. Hospitals are the number one breeding ground for these pathogens. So in order to protect yourself, let's look at 5 nature's gifts that you can easily find in your local health food store. Number 1 is garlic. It delivers powerful antioxidants. It is known for thousands of years to kill bacteria. It contains allicin, which researchers believe is antibacterial, antifungal, antiparasitic, and antiviral. Number 2 is Powdiarchos. It is also antiviral, antifungal, anti-inflammatory. It contains a potent antioxidant. It is used to treat many illnesses, including staph infection, cold and flu, strep throat, stomach ulcers, pneumonia, fibromyalgia, and yeast infections. Some research suggests even anti-cancer qualities. Number 3 is Manuka honey. It is antifungal, antibacterial. It is often applied topically on a wound to prevent or heal infection. Some companies even make a pre-treated Manuka honey band-aid. Other treatment uses include MRCA or staph infection and stomach ulcers. It helps reduce plaque buildup as well. Number 4 is Golden Seal. Active component is called berberine, which prevents bacteria from adhering to the cell wall. It is also anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, can be used as bitter tonic, laxative, and anti-diabetic. It aids in digestion and helps prevent and treat cold, flu, bladder infections, minor wounds, mouth sores, fever blisters, and candida. But it cannot be used for longer than 2 weeks at a time. And last but not least is Andrographis. It is used to prevent and treat cold and flu. It's known as a treatment for a wide variety of illnesses, from gas and constipation to pneumonia, malaria, and prevention of heart disease. It is also anti-inflammatory and especially good for upper respiratory infections. As you can see, powerful natural remedies exist, and when we implement them in our lives, superbugs will have nothing on us. So stay away from antibiotics and guard your body with proper nutrition, regular exercise, natural remedies, and loving people around you. Make sure to share this important information with your family and friends by liking and sharing this video on Facebook. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel so I can let you know when our new videos are released. Be a part of a solution so together we can make a world a better place.